Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's News Radio.
Did I hear Don say $70 million over 5 years? Not bad, E-Rod. Not bad. Anyway, this is Jordan Rich in for Dan Ray, who is a big baseball fan, too. And we're here covering for Dan till midnight tonight, focusing a bit on the latest sort of highlights of the COVID story, which is constantly evolving and changing, and we're updating you as well as we can. And we'll talk about some other things, including the inflation bite, which is taking a big gouge out of a lot of wallets, and we'll do that as well. But let's go back to the lines, starting with our good friend Alex in Millis. Alex, welcome to Nightside tonight.
Hey, Jordan, how are you? Good evening.
Good evening.
I just wanted to say a couple of things. I did get my third vaccine, and I think people kind of said, you know, what's wrong with you? I mean, on Facebook, you know, my son got his vaccine. What I think it boils down to is you're always afraid of what you don't understand. So, but, you know, there are arguments on both sides. You know, people that believe that the vaccine is poison and people that believe that, you know, it's going to protect you. But I know that because in my family there are two doctors. My nephew is a doctor and so is my niece. And my brother is, he knows, they know better than myself and, you know, the rest of the family that, you know, getting the vaccine is not going to harm you. It's going to help you.
Well, I would only add that just from living in the world that we now live in, it's pretty obvious to anybody that because of the vaccine, we can get out and not feel that we're under threat, and the numbers prove it. So it does work. It just doesn't work. It's not 100%. Nothing is 100%.
Right. Yeah. I was just going to touch real quick on the other thing about, you know, how, you know, we're racially divided. But have you ever noticed that, you know, when it comes to animals or pets, people don't have any prejudice? You know, if you have a brown dog, if you have a white dog, you know, they love them. Same thing with anything else except for people, flavors of ice cream, you know, colors of cars. I hope I'm not sounding ridiculous, but I'm just trying to point out something, you know, and then children, they don't have that in them, you know, so I don't know what happens, you know, how it develops for some people.
Well,
you know, all these things I'm saying to myself, you know, you have a bouquet of flowers, you don't get offended, you know, but it's like, you know, different for people. I don't know.
I think originally, way back when time began, you know, the idea that somebody from a different tribe looked different was frightening to the tribe's people because they saw the unknown. Maybe way back then in human history, but I think much more of it is due to stereotypes and culture. You know, I mean, until you get to know somebody, whether they're black, white, brown, doesn't matter. When you get to know somebody, really know somebody, you realize it is simply cosmetic. Are you a Star Trek fan?
I am, yeah. One Halloween I dressed up as Mr. Spock.
Okay, good. So you have the ears for it. The original series, which to me is still the gold standard, even though I love the new stuff, the original series had a lot of messaging and a lot of really good stuff in the 1960s. But one of my favorite episodes is one called Let That Be Your Last Battlefield. Yeah. And it was in the third season. They were wrapping up the season at that point. But it's such an interesting concept. You had two aliens. One was played by Frank Gorshin. I don't know if you remember this. And on one side of the alien's body, they were black. On the other side of the alien's body, they were white, right? So it looked like a half moon cookie, right? Right down. Yeah. But then the other guy, there's two aliens fighting forever. And the reason they're fighting is because one's black on the left side, one's black on the right side. Same thing with the white sides. So it just points out the nonsense that is surrounding just color alone or size or shape or things like that. It's one of my favorites.
Because we don't, if you don't understand, if you're usually like, if someone's different and, you know, you have, you know, no clue what they're all about, I think that kind of like, you know, you say, you know, I don't understand, you know, this person or whatever, you know. But it's all, you know, what they say. Also, I in our church, the sermon, the which I thought was really nice, the opposite of love is not hate, but it's indifference and apathy, which is true.
I love that. That makes a lot of sense. Final point or question is, when I said earlier, I was wondering if you had any thoughts on it, and anybody else can join in. The idea that we hear about a school like the Danvers story that you might have heard about on the news here, or Braintree or whatever, and kids, students, first of all, are protesting that and walking out and to bring attention. And parents are speaking up saying, what's going on? We can't abide by that. I think that's not like a terrible news story. I think it's a great news story. It's people, the masses saying, this is we will not stand for this kind of nonsense. But others say, oh, it's just more of the same. I just take a different view.
Yeah, I think we've come a long way, though, because I remember growing up, you know, because I came from somewhere else. And I'm not trying to say that I, you know, I was, but people, until they got to know me, you know, they were kind of, I don't want to say hostile to it because of our nationality. But finally, you know, at some point we became friends. But, you know, that was back in the day. It's you know, I think we can all get along because, you know, we all have the same lungs and same heart, same, you know, two eyes, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex, always a pleasure, my friend. Be well, and we'll talk soon. Happy Thanksgiving.
You also. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 617-254-1030. Ron, thank you for waiting through a long period of stretch here. But you're on Nightside with Jordan in for Dan. Hi, Ron. Ron? Ron. Okay, I'm going to put Ron back on hold, I think, for just a sec and talk with Bill. Hello, Bill. How are you? You're on Nightside.
How are you, sir?
Excellent. Thanks for calling in.
Well, I'm 74 years old. I live in Quincy, and I got the two COVID shots, and I just got, this morning, we got the booster.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I agreed with you. I said that, you know, anything that will help you, I think you should take. I know a lot of people fret that. They say, well, you know, because of their different ailments and stuff, but it affects different people in different ways. But I would rather take the shots than get COVID and be under a respirator.
No, that's my thinking, too. Again, I have issues, I think we all do, with the way the public health people, you know, define things and promise certain things and scare us. But overall, I am very happy that I've had the vaccine. To me, it's a medical breakthrough. It has its problems. It's not 100%, but what is? And which one did you get, Bill? Moderna or Pfizer?
I like the Pfizer. I don't trust Johnson & Johnson's because I'll tell you why. The name, my wife, she died from cancer. And it was because of the powder.
Oh, talcum powder. Oh, gosh.
Right. That suit was in there. But now what Johnson & Johnson did was they turned it over to a company that was going out of business. So they were failing. And then what they do now, they still have to pay. But now I don't agree with the judges on that. I think that's ridiculous. I think once the suit is on against them for that reason, that they should pay or they should, you know, continue to do what they're supposed to do.
And Johnson & Johnson is the most dramatic issue of bad reaction, including death in some young women. So, I don't want to cast aspersions on the whole company, but of the three vaccines, the major ones, I think Johnson & Johnson is the least likely to get high marks. Let's put it that way.
Nothing. I'm not afraid. I was never afraid of getting those shots. I'm sure a lot of people are listening. Get the shot. I'd rather take my chances. Those scientists, they're not idiots. I mean, they don't produce this vaccine saying, oh, we don't know anything about it. let's give them a shot and let them die. That's not what they're about. They had to test it, and there's a lot more to it than people think.
Well, it's kind of like, do you get the flu shot as well? I assume you do.
No, I do get it. Like, you know, that's another thing. I mean, you have a good point up. We talk about some guys said you don't die from it. Well, of course you do. You can die from the flu. You can die from a cold. A lot of, you know, it depends what people have is medical ailments.
Right.
They have, like, you know, and I have high blood pressure. I take pills for that. And I have diabetes, too. But I'll take the shots. I mean, if they say...
Especially when you have, you know, what they call comorbidities, other conditions, and diabetes especially, I think your odds are much better, let's put it that way, better. So I wish you good health and condolences on the loss of your wife, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, Bill.
Thank you, sir.
617-254-1030. We'll take a quick break. Jordan Rich filling in just tonight for Dan. He'll be back for the rest of the week. I'll be filling in a few nights next week as well. But our lines are open, 617-254-1030. We'll be shifting gears a little bit, not too far from here. But your calls and comments are welcome on this and other subjects. When we return, you're listening to Nightside.
It's Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's News Radio.
Okay, we're back. Jordan in for Dan. 9:20 is the time. And, oh, I'm so glad Ron is back. We had him and lost him and got him back. Say, Ron, thank you. You were lost in the weeds, but you're back.
I can hear you.
You're breaking up a little bit, to quote Neil Sedaka. Better.
Okay, good. Okay, talk about the COVID vaccinations not perfected. I don't know about these iPhones either. All right. Listen, I've been listening to the conversations. I'm not a first-time caller, so I don't need any clap there.
Okay.
I want to tell you briefly about an incident. No names, no places, or anything like that, of course. And then I want to make a short opinion and see what other people have to say about it. It's come to my attention in my family. I would try to condense this for you, because I know there'll be a lot of other people on the line after this call. We have a person that we have Shih Tzu dogs, and they have been groomed for 8 years. You know, they get a bath, they get their clipped and everything. We have the same person all the time, a very special person, and she wears a mask all the time. She has gloves on, what happened the other day was we were trying to make an appointment, and we find out she's no longer with us for some reason or other. And then they tell us the news, which I say no names or anything, that she is dead, okay, and that she had a shop somewhere in the South Shore, and that she had all her COVID shots, okay, completely protected, and she died from a massive COVID in the system. This is very unnerving. It's very upsetting. And to know that she had all those shots. Yes, I know what can happen. I know there's nothing is perfect, but I'm a realist, okay? And this vaccine, the supposed vaccine, which is actually, I guess, showing what you might say, presenting as a possible cosmetic immunity need. Because now Dr. Fauci was indicating he wouldn't be surprised if we were going to have a shot every 3 or 4 months. What does that sound like to you or to the audience? It sounds like they don't have a clue. Yes, it's helping, but who is going to have, I believe, a shot every 3 or 4 months, not just once a year? I think Israel is right to explode this whole thing, and I'm just upset about it to hear that. Some person we know that there's no reason. The only thing we know, to tell you the real, is that she took all these precautions. And I think this person worked a lot in her business, and maybe she was in working in the control area too long, and she had no circulation.
Well, speculation at this point. It's a tragedy, nonetheless. Very sad.
Right.
I return back to sort of the bit of philosophical discussion we had in the first hour, which is we do believe that we're protected fully, and we should be protected fully by whether it's the police, the army, the government, the medicine that we take. and we're just not. This is still a crapshoot, and some are luckier than others. I mean, I know several people who had COVID, were in the hospital, nearly died on ventilators, and they struggled and they made it back, and others, younger, healthier, didn't. So it's sometimes hard to explain. It's very hard to explain. But
well, yeah, some people are getting out of it. I mean, I will tell you candidly, my youngest sister, she wasn't that old. She died 6 months ago in a rehab. She was in a rehab facility in the South Shore, and that's because they wouldn't let them out of the building. I couldn't see her, and she passed on. Never had heart trouble of any sort. And now they say she did have COVID, and we found out later that it affected her heart. So, but the thing is, she was locked up like a lot of these other people were, and was taken to VA hospitals in New York right. City, and they died. They didn't know. But
no.
Now that they know, I hope that they will, you know, take heed of what we know already, which we know very little about this disease. It definitely is not like polio that we had one shot cure all. I don't even believe this is a real vaccine. I just believe, like I think, it's just a cosmetic immunity system band-aid. It's helping somewhat, but it's not the cure all. And I wish they'd get to the point of breaking down what really is in that shot, not that was shot with, but in the virus itself, because I don't think they really know. Because if they did, they could go at it just like Dr. Salk did.
Well,
unnerving.
You have to remember too, though, that if this virus was artificially tampered with, you know, the move to boost its power to test it, and then it got loose. I mean, that's tampering with nature, which is why a lot of us have this feeling that there's. Listen, I don't think any of us should trust the Chinese government on any level whatsoever. And there's a new book coming out. I read about it in the paper yesterday, by a female Chinese doctor or academic here in the States, really looking into the complicity of the Chinese. So. It's bad enough you're dealing with nature, which is tough enough on human beings, but then when you have a disease that is amplified, very likely, and then it gets out. So there are a lot of issues at stake. I will say this, you're making an appeal to rationality, and it's also an emotional appeal, and nobody can take back your sister or that friend of yours who you miss very, very much. Got to run, Ron. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you so much. 617-254-1030. Okay, time to shift gears a little bit, and I'll set it up. There's no surprise, no secret, that everywhere you go, people are talking about one thing. Have you seen the price of this? Can you imagine how expensive this is now? And it's not like a creeping inflationary thing. This has hit like a ton of bricks, and even the cost of bricks has gone up. So what I thought we'd do is just chat with you a little bit about how you're coping with the inflationary spiral. Most of it affects, not most of it, it affects everybody at the gas pump. When you're used to paying $25 to fill up your gas tank twice a week, and now you're spending $38 or $40. You're talking about, over the course, amortize that, let's see. You're talking about another $100, $200 a month to start. That builds up. And then you add in the cost of milk and bread and all the staples and stuff. It's pretty serious. And the economists, quotes around that, back in, was it February, March, April of this year, said it's transitory. It's only going to last a couple of months. Nothing to worry about. No, nothing to see here. Move on. Well, there's plenty to see. It's a spiraling and inflationary period we're in, where the cost of goods is just going through the roof, and of course we have the supply chain issue. But I'd like to focus on how you are personally affected. And we'll play a couple of sound cuts when we come back that might drive you a little bananas, because it drove me bananas. When you hear people in the media or in academia, the elites, where the elites meet to eat, suggesting, oh, we can afford it. Well, some of us can afford it. I can afford it, but I don't know if you can afford it. And
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
You can't blame the public for buying goods coming out of a pandemic. You can look at how we're spending our money publicly. All right, so we'll get into that whole deal. 617-254-1030 is how you make contact. Jordan Rich filling in for my good friend Dan. Dan is off tonight. He'll be back with Nightside tomorrow, and we'll return right after these words.
You're on Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's news radio.
And welcome back. This is Jordan in for Dan, 934 on WBZ's Nightside. The lines are open at 617-254-1030 or 888-929-1030. And if you'd like to call in now, that's a perfect opportunity because there's plenty of open line space. So we're talking about inflation. This is an easy one. It's a knock it out of the park routine that you see on TV all the time, but I'll do it now. The cost of Thanksgiving dinner in 2021, likely to be the most expensive ever. Prices are rising throughout the country, as you can well imagine, and as you can experience it every day. And there are surveys and all kinds of things about the cost of everything from the turkey to the stuffing to the fixins to traveling to grandma's house. The total cost, let's see, for Thanksgiving between $12.50 and that's interesting. $12.50 to $10.99 a person. Why would you go backwards? With a total cost of $110 to $125 for 10 people. That doesn't sound like a lot when you're dealing with food these days, but it's a lot more than it was last year. So how are you dealing with the latest crunch on your wallet? Now, before we get too far along here, Rob, I'm going to ask you to go to a couple of cuts starting with 21. I'll set it up for you first. It's always interesting on, it doesn't matter what side, political side, Republican or Democrat, there's always, it's not our fault, it's somebody else's fault, and there's nothing to see here, move along. So Stephanie Rule is the business reporter, editor for NBC TV and MSNBC, and she was talking a little bit about the inflationary spiral and whether we should be worried. So let's listen to her reaction to this, starting with cut 21, Rob.
Nobody knows exactly when they're going down, but you have to put all this in perspective. This inflation is not in isolation, and the government predicted it was going to be a challenging recovery, all tied to COVID. So it's why you see things like that expanded child tax credit. You've got the families of over 60 million kids on average getting $430 a month. For people on fixed incomes, older people on Social Security, they're getting those fixed payments adjusted next year up 5.9% for inflation.
Okay, so what she's saying there is it's bad, but it's not that bad because the government's going to give people more money. Okay. Understood. Understood. But the government, I don't recall our government leaders saying, get ready, this is going to be really tough. Where, I'm not an economist, I don't even play one on TV or radio, but it seems to me that when an economy is totally shut down for months and months and months, the return to some semblance of normalcy should have been, or should be, and correct me if I'm wrong, the greatest recovery of all time. So once you start greasing the skids and getting the machine rolling again, you would think everything would just be, the growth rate would be 5 to 10%. It would be enormous because of all the stuff we lost. Now, there are, I know, reasons why the pandemic affected everything, including the economy, but that doesn't seem to, I don't understand how that works. And giving money away to people, which is lovely when it's somebody else's money, but giving money away, what does that do to curb inflation? It actually, if you think about it, the more money you flood into the market as the government prints more money, then and if the demand for services and goods stays the same, then the money has less value and inflation kicks in and the prices go up. Another issue, I heard an economist say, well, it's really the public's fault, because hearing about inflation, just hearing about it, caused a lot of people to go out and buy the TV early. But they actually say these things and with a straight face. So here's, again, Stephanie Ruhle from MSNBC, and this is the one that's gotten a lot of attention, the Let 'Em Eat Cake one. At 21A, Rob, let's listen to what she has to say about us.
And the dirty little secret here, Willie, while nobody likes to pay more, on average, we have the money to do so. Household savings hit a record high over the pandemic. We didn't really have anywhere to go out and spend.
All right. You heard that. We might play it again because it's really the crux of this issue. And that is, we can afford it. You saved all that money during the pandemic. What did you do? You know, you stayed home. You didn't work. You didn't bring in your income. The government gave you some checks. So you got plenty of money. What's the big deal on average, right? But not being a mathematician or a statistician, although I do know one very close friend of mine is a statistician, it seems to me that if you're not productive and you're not doing anything to add to your income, and you're not buying and trading and selling, and where's this money coming from? And I'm thinking of the average working class, middle American family, middle income family, that all of a sudden is faced with food costs that are 6 to 10% higher than they were 6 months ago. Add on to that gasoline, which is ridiculously high and going higher. Add on to that all the other things that cost money and the fact that you can't get stuff because of the supply chain issue. Who's comfortable paying more? The dollar store is not even calling itself the dollar store in some cases, because they can't sell anything for a dollar anymore. The number here is, by the way, is 617-254-1030 or 888-929-1030. And in all fairness, to be totally objective about this, whatever administration is in power, whether it's the conservatives or the liberals, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, there's always it's not as bad as it seems, it's not our fault, and just look the other way. So one more cut. This is 22B. This is the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, who wants us to rest assured that things are going to be just fine. This is cut 21B. I'm sorry, is it 21 or 22? I think it's 22B, actually. Try that one, Rob.
Americans feel confident about the job market. quits have increased to record numbers, which is a sign that people are getting outside offers, they're seeing wage increases. That is something that didn't have to happen, and it really reflects the support that we gave to Americans to keep up their spending and make it through the pandemic.
Okay, so we supported Americans. We, fellow Americans, through our taxes, supported us, and I'll be the first to say I have a small business, and I received some PPP funds, and it really helped me get through a disastrous time, not as disastrous as it is for some. But what did she say? Quits are up? They're spinning it, it seems, that, well, the reason people aren't working is because they're waiting for better wage jobs, and those better wage jobs are coming. Again, I don't live in this world. I don't have an issue where I need a job, thank God. But I'm wondering from you and from people you hang with and people you know, what's really going on out there? I mean, I'm not happy about paying an extra $20 a fill up, or almost 20, about $14-15 a tank. I know. I have colleagues and friends who are paying upwards of $80 to $90, even $100 for fill-up. Granted, they drive small trucks and big, big cars, but that starts to hurt after a while, especially if you fill your tank twice a week. So our lines are open, and the question is, do you agree with some of the know-it-alls in the media who are telling you it's nothing to worry about, and besides, you can afford it, right? Come on. You've done nothing but save money over the last 2 years. You haven't gone anywhere. You haven't done anything. You haven't spent it on movies and frivolous things, although the casinos are pretty jammed. So anyway, what do you think? And the other question for this incredible audience that Dan raves about, and I agree, what do you do about this economic situation? Where are we? America's not alone. We're in the midst of a giant world with a lot of intermoving parts. I was reading where China is now considered the wealthiest nation on earth. Great. But the point is, what can we do? What should our government be doing or not doing? Maybe they should just step out of the way and let the marketplace decide. I'm not sure. Maybe you have a suggestion. 617-254-1030. We'll come back and continue right after these words.
You're on Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's News Radio.
Almost 10 to 10 here on WBZ's Nightside. Jordan Rich is my name, filling in for Dan. I've been here for a couple of hours, but I've been at the station for, going on 27 years, something like that. And I'm just a kid, just starting out. But I love the opportunity to fill in and chat with you guys and kick things around and discuss important issues. So we're talking a little bit about the economy. Stupid. I'm not calling you stupid, but that is the overriding issue that circumvents anything else, it seems. And when the prices continue to go up, highest inflation rate since the late 80s to begin with, and there are lots of reasons. We outlined a few of them, including, you know, the demand going up, prices keeping up with demand, that kind of thing, government flooding the markets with money everywhere, and the value of the money decreases, hence inflation. But first of all, I was reading an article today about California, and they're talking about price of gas in California. It's averaging around $5 a gallon, and here it's what, $3.50, $3.60, something like that. So we're not quite there yet, but we're getting there. But there are some people who are thrilled. This is the idea, you know, make it so expensive that people will have to take public transportation or walk or bike wherever they're going. But for the average family, or even a single person who's on an income, I don't know, 40, 50, 60,000 a year, that's a big bite. So we'd love to know how you're dealing with it, and if it's something that you're thinking is going to be here for a while. I don't see it going away. It just doesn't, you don't flip a switch. But the question is, does it lead to like a recession as it did in the past in the 70s, or does it just kind of peter out very, very slowly? The other question, and I want to thank producer Rob for chit-chatting with me during the break about this. We hear that there are jobs and no people to fill them. We keep hearing about jobs, 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 and people aren't there. There aren't enough truck drivers, there aren't enough waiters, there aren't enough servers, all kinds of jobs. But then you take a look at people in your own world and they tell you, I've been looking for a job and I keep applying for jobs and I don't get a call back, or they're very picky about who they're hiring, and money and benefits are always an issue. Well, nothing, what else is new? So it's a double-edged sword for some people. So if you've been in the job market and you want to decry the opinion of the world and suggest that it ain't all rosy out there for people who want to work, I'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get some feedback and find out from you and also from employers why that is the case and what's going on. I can tell you this, a little inside baseball here. One of the projects I work on is recruitment advertising. Now, recruitment advertising, you hear it on the radio, you see it in newspapers. There's a job fair, and people who want to work for, say, AT&T or a nursing home, there's a job fair, and we're inviting you to come by and talk about great benefits and a chance to really advance. I do a lot of this, and over the years, it's come and gone. In other words, it fades in popularity. Usually, when jobs are opening up and things are happening, there's an increase in the advertising. They need to recruit people. So in the last 3 weeks to a month, I've been getting more requests to produce commercials that usually air in other parts of the country. And I assume that's because there are jobs that need to be filled. And yet we hear, as Rob and I were talking, about people who have been out there really seriously trying to get a job, the right job, and they just can't seem to pull the trigger and get it done. I was also at a restaurant the other night, and yes, feel comfortable eating inside a restaurant, especially with the vaccinations I've gotten. Anyway, inside this restaurant, very fine Boston restaurant, not that we frequent it, but we've been there before, and we noticed a discernible difference in service in this fine restaurant. It seemed the place was pretty crowded on a weeknight, and it seemed as though everything was 25% slower. Everything. I mean, even just the waiter or the server coming over to the table to check on things. It was, where is he? Where'd he go? And you realize that person is probably working the shift of two, because there just aren't enough people to cover. And sure enough, there's a little sign, tiny sign in the window, help wanted. So, and these are hard jobs, but they're well-paying jobs. You know, tips are pretty good in places like that. So it's just interesting. And I have no idea, because I know I'm not doing this for a living, you know, surveying people, but that's why we have a radio show like this, to find out, get the pulse, see what's going on. So, lines are open if you'd like to join me, 617-254-1030. What have you paid that's really shocked you in the last, say, 3 months? Gas is creeping up, and it has been creeping up. Bread and milk, I shop at a local market, and I can tell you that with five or six items that did cost, say, $15, you're paying $25, $26. Right? Standard. That's everything is higher. And one other thing, and we'll take a break here for the news in a minute, but one other thing that I read today is that supermarkets and many, I don't know about department stores, but supermarkets are getting creative because they have to. In some parts of the country, supermarkets are relocating and restocking shelves to make it appear that they have an adequate supply. So the worst thing in the world for a supermarket is a customer comes in looking for rigatoni pasta, and it's a whole empty series of shelves. So they're getting creative, and I can't blame them, in terms of stocking shelves and making sure that the stuff looks presentable and looks like there's product. So another question I have for you is, what have you not been able to get? Supply chain nightmares. Who, by the way, who even thought about things like supply chain before this? It's going to make the list of buzzwords for 2021. But if you're into particular gizmos or particular furniture, if you've ordered plywood, have you had that incredible answer on the phone? Well, sir, it's going to take you about 8 months. 8 months? But that's the situation we find ourselves in. There aren't enough truck drivers driving trucks. The ports are stacked up, and there aren't enough people to unload the ships. It's really a strange time we live in, very strange. And yet the economy has the potential to grow at least 3 or 4% a year, as it was for a while. So anyway, 617-254-1030. We've got that. We've talked about the COVID situation. The judges, the three-panel judges in New Orleans, rather, putting a stay on the mandate that the Biden administration is trying to put into effect. All kinds of things going on. And we're also going to be talking about toxic masculinity, which which I think is not a disease that has a cure, and I don't even think it's a real disease, but we'll take a look at that whole issue as well. So if you'd like to join us, you can. I'm Jordan, filling in for Dan, and this is Nightside, and of course you can also listen live anytime on your computer from anywhere on the planet, WBZ1030.com, and there you'll find podcasts, all kinds of cool stuff, including stuff that I do on the weekends. So do check it out, WBZ1030.com. Stand by for news, and then we'll return with more. Jordan in for Dan. You're listening to Nightside.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.